Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins. Lo program today by me look lo some fella of the big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Some fella MPs ought been defect from embattled Vanuatu government lo morning today lo parliament. House and been sit down behind Supreme Court ruling where me confirm him on fella declaration lo vacancies. Lo most lo ta member seats blo government lo parliament. Ruling lo Friday me upholding decision by former speaker blo parliament for expelling 19 fala MPs including Prime Minister Bob Loughman from parliament. On fala stay have been granted while government me appeal him this fala case. Pending this one but MPs about stop osem okata MPs yet. Lo morning time 52 seat parliament me convene. Four fala MPs have been joining opposition including former speaker Gracia Shadrack. And we give him Ralph Regenvan who led opposition, 22 fellow MPs, and him improve him chance play him for form government suppose Loughman coalition blame him fail him appeal blame no court. Additionally, opposition him been filing one fellow motion of no confidence law Mr. Loughman. One or two parliament him been agent Kasim Tuesday law next week. France has lifted him tonight now, nighttime curfew and been imposed on Tahiti for more than 8 months now this time for help for Kevin spread of COVID-19. Daily infection numbers have been go down, casting single digits after him peak low November. Then French Polynesia has been got fastest propagation rate low pandemic outside low Europe. Low second wave cause up 19,000 people have been contracting this flu virus and 142 people have been died from COVID-19. Hot gatherings ought go ahead for restricted lo maximum lo 25 for people. Masks ought must wear them and not people at aged 11 and older lot enclosed spaces or places where are distancing and me hard for keta dream ought must wear them face mask. This one me apply to look at office or store or market public transport with him to or keta ceremonies or same funerals lo French Polynesia. Supreme Court Lo Samoa has been dismissing one fellow electoral challenge against him now winner blow Fa Se Lilianga number 2 seat. This one has been named Mangile Sekati Fawi blow fast has been stopped osem MP elect lo this fellow seat. Samoa observer has reported Chief Justice Satu Simativa Perese has deliver him decision dismissing now petition blow Gato Loai Faana Amatanga Gidlo with him countersuit where him been filed by Mangile behind lo April election. Mangile has been accused lo 6 allegations blo bribery and treating, while Gato Loai has been facing 5 fellow complaints blo bribery and treating. Meanwhile, Fast Party has seeking clarification lo why now rival HRPP Party has interpreted no Court of Appeal decision lo 6 woman seat. Deputy Leader blo Fast, Lauli Leotai Schmidt, has said that this one should not stop him convening blo Parliament. Lauli MC inclusion blow not a woman MP lo Legislative Assembly and might be months away with the legal challenges lo court results and possible by elections for completed. But HRPP leader to Ilai Pa Sailele Malelingoi and we tell him some observer that both parties also agree for withdrawing all election petitions and convene within 26 seats each, creating hung parliament for forcing one fella new election. One fella Fiji family and me go ahead for morning loss blo sun blocketa where me been die lo devastating tornado where me been hitting New Zealand last weekend. Mechanic Janesh Prasad and me been wakalo ports lo Auckland Freight Hub lo Wiri Station Road time tornado and me been carrying him up and him been bangam one fella container. And me living behind one fella wife with him 2 fella pikinini age 13 with him 10. Friend Blehem Reg Prasad, he described him as a one fellow man where Ota Barava love him too much. He said family lo New Zealand with him parents Blehem lo Fiji, Okata Barava sorry too much this time. Reg Prasad has been starting now one fellow give a little page for supporting family. Where lo morning he may been raising 36,000 New Zealand dollars finish. Two fellow New Zealand medical specialists at the fly low Fiji for support him now COVID-19 response. Record-breaking 166 fellow new case have been confirmed and one fellow man have been died too low main hospital low capital Suva. Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaya Mahuta said two fellow specialists but joining Australia Medical Assistance Team. Nana e mahuta e mi se one fala person we mi by leave for Fiji today and mo for Defence Force Infectious Disease Specialist by mi deployed behind Moam. Lo Australia Barnaby Joyce mi new leader blo National Party and Deputy Prime Minister after mi defeat him na incumbent Michael McCormack lo leadership spill. ABC mi reporting Mr. Joyce mi win him one fala very close contest lo today. Mr. Joyce mi launch one fala similar challenge lo February lo last year where mi no successful. And we've been resigned Assembly the Blue National Party law 2018. Prime Minister of Australia Scott Morrison, him been defending visiting a grave blow one for ancestor blame and visiting pubs after him attending the G7 summit law Cornwall. Mr. Morrison has been labeled insensitive by some fellow Australians who are stuck overseas. And we've been going to 3 fellow pubs during the time blame UK and him say plain blame and me after land law London, no law Cornwall because law fog. And he said criticism has been overstated. Scott Morrison has been accused for him tone deaf after one for a picture blame him stand up outside the one for a pub or to publish him. One for a proposed new airline where me for fly direct from Wellington and Christchurch Kolo Rarotonga has been cancelled. Christchurch businessman Mike Perro has said that venture has been canned because the lack of support from Cook Islands government. Mr. Perro, where he one for Cook Islander, himself, he said that despite all the best intentions, blame Pacifica Air, he buy no happen. And him now, news pigeon from RNZ Pacific.
And him now, some for Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, the me join him now, team from Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's news, government welcomes court decision and moves to appeal. Shefa Day celebrations proposed as agenda in Shefa Council meeting. Bilateral agreement with USP and Department of Lands. 67-year-old weather station reopened in Malekula. And new cemetery to be built in Eratab. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kalsakau. Leading our news tonight, motion of no confidence for Loveman deposited and debate is just around the corner. As for the motion of no confidence for the incumbent Prime Minister, Loveman's public relations officer, Fred Ferraro, confirmed that a motion to remove the Prime Minister was deposited and government side is rallying to solidify its members' loyalties.
Motion of local trust deposited this morning by a leader of the opposition, by the opposition. So, Speaker, I may rule block given 7 days, because it's the next week. And mature analysis of a debate and motion against the Prime Minister.
From where government motion of local confidence and deposited this morning, government and work from strengthening number of hand before Tuesday next week. So, the latest I can Isabel Talem, MP Robin Kababa, and me reaffirm support, strong support for him, be a long party plan, union of moderate parties. Where only Pakam Prime Minister Bob Loughman was the government of today. And this, Mumbai, I no change until outcome long appeal court.
The PRO confirms that government still has the numbers on its side as they draw closer to the date whereby the motion of no confidence will be debated.
One of them is Talem now, yeah? All parties, at least I work from party will. All members, to all members of the affiliated, Minister of Work, Karen Pakolkata. But at the same time, we want them confirm the government to be continue, we start continue to maintain a majority along 28 member of parliament, excluding speaker. Mm-hmm. By continue long as concerned number, as Tuesday next week time, government will be.
As for the Minister of Education's position, which is now vacant since Minister Simeon Stolia became Speaker of Parliament, Vura Peravo says that this position will be sorted out this week.
Minister of Education position by me filled probably not this week, and or later so the agreed the whole entire position because some time way. And Mr. Long appointed one minister. But at the same time, portfolio blown ministry blown education, or start with the prime minister, and every matter should be looked after by the prime minister, but by me hand over as soon as I make my appointment.
Pierre Raw, Fret for a Bravo. In court, the Supreme Court has dismissed the constitutional application of the 19 members of parliament on the government side and ruled that they lost their seats in parliament. The 19 applicants have sought a declaration from the court that the former speaker's ruling to vacate their seats has no legal effect. They also ask an order from the court that the speaker takes no action of any kind, directly or indirectly, to prevent them from exercising their full rights and obligations as members of parliament and not treat them differently from other members of parliament. The legal counsel Robert Sugden told the court that the decision of the then speaker is incorrect because only the Supreme Court can make this decision, and the Supreme Court has not done so. On Friday, former Speaker of Parliament Gracie Shadrack was the only interested party, but the state was first respondent. Frederick Gillu filed a submission on Friday morning to assist the court. In his submission, it said the position of the state is that it would abide by any orders of the courts. In his findings, Judge Saksak said it is correct to say only the Supreme Court has the jurisdiction to hear and determine whether a member's seat in Parliament has been vacated. However, the triggering factors have to be the satisfaction by the Speaker, who is charged with maintaining order in Parliament pursuant to Article 22, that the two preconditions in Section 2D of the Act were fulfilled. Said Speaker was satisfied that two preconditions were met, and therefore he finds he correctly made the announcements he did on the 8th of June that the 19 applicants had vacated their seats. On the 19 appeals, the 19 members of Parliament, MPs, including Prime Minister Bob Loveman and Deputy Prime Minister Ishmael Kausakau, have welcomed the court ruling on Friday and confirmed they will appeal the decision. Deputy PM Kausakau states that the government is adamant the appeal must go ahead. In a press conference on Friday afternoon, a couple of hours after the Supreme Court ruling, Prime Minister Loveman asserted publicly that the government is still in power. Government MPs will wait for Court of Appeal to hear the case, and Deputy Prime Minister expressed their confidence that the Court of Appeal will see favourably the issue they are lodging. Justice Oliver Saksak mentioned in his ruling on Friday that the Supreme Court has jurisdiction to vacate seats of members of Parliament. In Shiva Day celebration, the chairman of Shiva Day 2021, Felix Stevens, says that last week was a memorable week for Shiva and the five other provinces since the Shiva Council pulled out all the stops for the celebration. As for resolutions that were proposed during the forums, these will be discussed after the report is completed.
And we are still waiting to compile a report so we can submit to the Provincial Government Council with some recommendations as to the good things that we've received from the feedbacks, and also make recommendations for way forwards for the implementation of some of the resolutions out of the forums that we've organized, and also plan for next year's Shiva Day celebration.
Mr. Stevens says that they wanted the Shiva Day celebrations as an agenda in the Shiva Council meetings so that it is approved early and planning can begin as soon as next month for 2022.
I had spoken to the Secretary General of the province, and we are thinking of making proposals to the President and the new Provincial Government Council to consider the celebration of the Shiva Day 2022 as an agenda for the discussion in their upcoming meeting, so they can see how they can, as soon as possible, give their blessing so that we can start organize from now until 18 June 2022.
Chairman for 2021 Shepherd Day celebration, Felix Stephen. In education, the University of the South Pacific, USP, and the Department of Lands, Survey and Records within the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for knowledge exchange and collaborative research activities. The MOU was signed last year by President of USP, Professor Pal Alualia, and recently countersigned by Director General the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources, Arthur Fairua. Apart from agreeing to have combined activities such as internships, seminars, workshops, and grant submissions, the following are the key MOU responsibilities that were agreed to. USP shall be responsible for the following, such as to provide any opportunity for space for training or seminar or workshop, to provide list of interested students, staff for any mutually agreed research works, to use the data provided for educational and research purposes, and acknowledge Department of Lands, Survey and Records where data is used for any educational or research purpose. The department shall be responsible for providing any data requested for educational or research purpose, further subject to availability and confidentiality of the data. On weather news, the Vanuatu Meteorological and Geohazards Department, VMGD, reopened its weather observation station on Lamap Malekula last week. Since its establishment 67 years ago under the condominium government, VMGD Director Montin Ramon says that since 1980, there has been no government lease agreement with the landowners of the office site. Currently, VMGD has weather observational stations throughout all provinces. However, with the Lamap station closing down, it has distracted data analysis from the Meteo office, including the civil aviation as well. Mr. Ramon acknowledged the Lamap local administrator Lemang Lulu, landowners, and the Secretary General of Malamba Province for their support towards the matter. He also acknowledged the Climate Change Director General, Esling Garambiti, for her support as the head of the ministry within the reconciliation process and the reopening of VMGD office on Malekula. And finally, facilities needed for a decent burial, such as a chapel, cooler to store dead bodies, light and water connection, are expected to be established at Port Vila's new 14-hectare burial site at Eratup in the coming months. Manager of the Port Vila Municipal Council PVMC Town Planning Unit, Mendes Dangaras, says the Stead Cemetery has already run out of space and they are trying to find more room to bury the dirt. This announcement was officially made by the President of Shepherd Province during Shepherd Day last Friday. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizi Kalsekau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And have now Melanesian Update Program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.